All right, everyone, welcome to the Podcast Dude episode 75. My name is Aaron Dowd, and today I've got some news. I've got some big news. So I'm putting my podcast on hold. I'm pausing my podcast, and I'm going to talk about that more a little bit later. But to introduce this, I will say that the decision to quit or pause a podcast shouldn't be taken lightly. Like there are lots of reasons to stop doing things, and there are also lots of reasons to keep going even when it's hard. So in this episode, I wanted to talk about why I'm putting my show on pause and hopefully give you some clarity if you've been thinking about putting a show on pause or quitting a show or just any other like kind of like creative project that you're working on. So again, episode 75 of the Podcast Dude. Man, it's kind of sad. It's going to be the last one for a while. It's all right, though. I'll be back. Okay. Welcome to the Podcast Dude. My name is Aaron. A little bit of a different show today. I might be a little bit more serious today. I don't know. I hadn't really thought too much about it. I'll start by saying this. People are being sad in the chat. I don't want you to be sad. So here's the deal. Yes, I'm putting my show on pause. And the reasons I'm putting my show on pause, first off, a lot of you know that I've been working on podcasting courses this year, especially this year. Like I said, I'm going to focus and I'm going to get these done. And I got a... gosh darn it, Austin. In the chat, Austin says, Aaron Dowd, the pause cast. Dude, pause cast. Very clever. Everybody star that. Very clever, Austin. No, I'm just kidding. I love you, man. I've been talking this year about, at the beginning of the year, I said, all right, I'm going to get these courses done. I wanted to do this huge, big master course called Successful Podcasting, teaching everything that you'd need to know to start a podcast. So that's like planning a show, recording the show, getting the gear, like getting the hosting set up, like interacting with your audience, a lot of the same stuff that I talk about in the show, but just like a huge masterclass. I wanted to do videos and scripts for everything and screencasts and like have all these PDF downloads and checklists and things. I wanted it to be this big thing. And I got it. The thing is, I got it done. Like it was crazy. I hustled so hard, especially in the springtime, March, April, May, June, and July. The second 2 weeks of July, Corey McCabe, who is my good friend Sean McCabe's younger brother, Corey came up from San Antonio. I drove down there, picked up a bunch of audio gear, video gear, and we spent 2 weeks, full-time 2 weeks, shooting video lessons. Like it ended up being 75 video lessons. That was great. Like I wrote, I think it was like something like 30,000 words for this course. Excellent, excellent. So good, got that out of the way. The next thing was recording like a mini screencast course called GarageBand for Podcasters, which is like 6 or 7 screencasts about how to get started using GarageBand for podcasting. Because that's like, GarageBand is a free program. Lots of people have Macs. It's great. So I got that done too. The very last thing was my Logic Pro X for Podcasters course. This was a big course. Like, I knew it was going to be anywhere from 30 to 50 screencasts about everything in Logic. And I'm not quite done with that yet. Like I've recorded 90% of the screencasts and I have the other ones outlined, but like life got crazy. There's so much to do. There's so much I'm still doing with editing shows on the Sean West Network, trying to produce content, interacting with my audience, answering questions for people, making videos. Like, it is hard to do big, important work when you're doing lots of shallow work. I was still also playing in a band. So I'm just trying to do all these things and I was not making progress. So the primary reason for me pausing the podcast, dude, is so that I can finish Logic Pro X, get it edited, and then get all of these things launched so that more people can get them, purchase them, invest in them, and then go through all this stuff on their own pace, on their own time. So I'm really, really excited. I'm actually just like super excited about this. So I know it's kind of a bummer because I'm not going to be in your podcast player every single week, but I'm not actually going away. Like, you can still find me on Twitter and Instagram and even YouTube. I'll be making like little bits and pieces of stuff here and there. So I'm not going away completely. But I want to pause my show and free up time to finish the course and get it launched. And so I'll be returning to make more podcasts after I'm done with that. And the reason for pausing really is to allow me to finish that and then also focus on interacting more with you, with my audience, and create more content that helps you specifically. Like, I want to get these the basic curriculum done, which is my successful podcasting, the GarageBand course and the Logic course. Once I get those done and out, then I can focus on making even more detailed, like somebody asked me a question, I can make a video for them. That's super cool. I love that. So, and then another thing, I've announced this to the Sean West community, but I haven't announced this publicly yet. Like, I decided to move to San Antonio. That's where Sean McCabe is. Sean and Corey McCabe, Kyle Adams, who is the designer and icon guy for the Sean West Network. Super cool dude. Who am I forgetting? Ben Tolson of the Sean West Network. He's on the Sean West podcast. Lots of cool people in San Antonio. I want to be closer to Sean. I want to be able to collaborate with him more on writing and products and screencasts and videos and courses and all this stuff. So, and this, as I'm recording this, is December 5th. You won't hear this till January, I think. But my lease here in Fort Worth, where I live, my lease on my house is up in February 1st. So I've got to move in less than 8 weeks currently. It's actually almost 9 weeks because December and January are long months, but not a lot of time. So I got to start packing. It's going to be crazy, but I'm really, really excited about the move. It's going to be so good. I'm really excited to be closer to Sean. So those are kind of my reasons, finishing the courses, moving, then I'll get back to podcasting. I'm not going to put a date on it, because I've let dates go in the past, and I don't want to say that. I just will say that I'm going to focus hard on finishing the course, getting it launched. I'll move, and then sometime, it won't be too long, sometime I'll get back to doing podcasting, because I like it, and I love my show. I genuinely love this show, because as much as there's a structure to it, it's also kind of I just get to talk to people and talk about the things that I care about. And it's great. Okay, so, but I didn't want to make this whole entire show just about me. So I wanted to talk about some reasons why you might want to stop a podcast or keep going if it's getting hard, if you're kind of feeling confused about the whole thing. So I will say the biggest reason to stop podcasting is if your podcast no longer aligns with your long-term goals. So let's say you're doing a podcast about fixing cars and you decide that you want to go make videos for a living. Well, you've built this whole audience about repairing cars or building up these fast cars, but you don't really you still kind of want to do it in your free time, but it's not no longer your full-time passion. You want to do something else. It's okay to stop the podcast. It's okay to change. It's okay to go from caring intensely about this one thing to caring intensely about something else. You're supposed to evolve as a human. I jumped on a call before this episode. I jumped on a call with Corey Miller, who's one of my favorite people. And he was talking about, I said, Corey, what would cause you to stop a podcast? And Corey was like, well, if my wife came to me and was like, I feel like our relationship isn't good. I feel like you're investing a lot of time in this podcast, and it's like you're sacrificing family time or personal time with me to do this podcast. I feel like that would cause me to quit the podcast. And I think that's fantastic. If your relationships are suffering, if your health is suffering, personal health, and you're just doing too much, this is something a lot of people, I think especially in America, a trap we fall into, where we just fill every second of our time with stuff, with doing stuff, trying to get stuff done. And at some point you wake up exhausted, you're out of shape, you don't feel good about yourself, you don't feel good about your life. Especially if your relationships are suffering, things that are important to you are suffering, pause the podcast. Put the podcast on hold. Another reason, if you're just not finding it worth the time, if your audience is not growing, if you don't see any way to make money from it, if it's just a huge time investment and you're not really enjoying it too much. I've talked about this before, but you can change the format, or you can just admit that, like, maybe the investment isn't really worth it for me. Maybe you should be doing 5-minute YouTube videos instead. Maybe you should be writing instead. This comes back to your knowing your audience and what they want. I thought it was really funny. I was listening to Write with Impact? No, that's Glenn Leibowitz's show. I was listening to a writing podcast the other day. They had their podcast editor on to talk about podcasting. Good show. I wish I could remember the name of it, but anyways, the important thing is that the podcast editor, this lady, she said that she started a podcast for vapers. She was like, there's a huge, strong vaping community, and this is electronic cigarettes. There's this huge, strong vaping community, and they're going to want to listen to a podcast. Well, she started this podcast and got no response. And she was like, what's going on here? No response. That might have been because she wasn't well known enough. She didn't do it long enough. So I think she did it for 4 episodes and then canceled it. But she said the reason was is that she realized, and she talked to some people and realized that these people wanted videos. They wanted to show off their gear. They wanted to, it's the dumbest thing in the world, but like people get super excited about blowing these huge clouds of smoke when vaping. Ridiculous. She said they wanted video basically. And the audio podcast just didn't work for them. And I think there are a lot of topics and circumstances where video does work a lot better for something. Like I've said before, mixing and mastering and even editing stuff inside of Logic, it's really hard to explain how to mix a podcast with plugins. It's hard to talk about plugins on a podcast. Like it's dumb. It's so much easier if you can just record a screencast and show the person what you're doing. So next thing, moving on, podcasting. Podcasting is usually a long-term investment. Like you got to be thinking about years and not like months when doing a podcast. There's lots of benefits, meeting awesome people, growing your network, like building an audience, getting clients, depending on, you know, what the kind of show is. You learn a lot of valuable skills, but like, It in most cases, it doesn't pay off. Like you don't get to 10,000 listeners and get, you know, $5,000 a month in sponsorships. That doesn't happen for most people, period. But it doesn't happen for a lot of people for a very long time. So if you're looking for a quick return, not going to happen. This ties into what I said earlier about your podcast not aligning with your long-term goals anymore. If your heart's just not in it, like if you don't really care about this thing that you're you're podcasting about every week, it's okay to shut it down. Like think about your audience, think about what's best for them. Corey and I were talking about this too. And he said, you know, there's this one guy I know, I don't want to name names, but he always starts stuff and then like stops and goes to something else, like shiny object syndrome. Like you get excited about doing this thing for a little while and then it's not as fun as you thought it would be, or like you just kind of get bored of it and you want something new. You want something new and exciting. Like there's a new JavaScript library, or there's a new programming language. And like you're not even done learning Swift or JavaScript like yet, but you're jumping over to learn Golang or whatever. I shouldn't talk about programming. But just because like you read an article and you see like somebody talking about how much they love doing this thing or that thing or slacklining or just whatever it is. And so you bounce from thing to thing to thing and you never get really good at something. I see that happen in podcasting a lot. People start a podcast, get really fired up about the idea of starting a podcast, but then they do it for a little while. And when it doesn't turn out to be everything that they ever dreamed it could be, like when they don't turn out to have Tim Ferriss levels of money coming back from it, or just even tons and tons of people talking to them and investing time in their show, when it doesn't go as well as they kind of hoped that it would, then they quit because something better comes along. This stuff takes time. Like building an audience takes time. There's a lot of benefit. There's a huge benefit to sticking with something for a long time because it takes people time to notice you. Like it takes time for people to notice you. People don't announce, like you can go and you can announce, hey, I've got a podcast one time. Most people aren't going to notice. You know what they'll notice? They'll notice if every single week you post about the podcast episode that you just dropped. they'll notice if you consistently talk about the same topic, the same subject all the time. They notice that. There are people who have written books where a lot of times they don't get noticed until their 10th or 20th or 100th book. You just keep going. It's worth it. And this is hard because it's hard to know when what you're doing just isn't working and when you need to stick with it and go a little bit deeper. So I can't give you an answer on that. But just be careful of the shiny object syndrome. Which brings us to another question. Like, should you quit permanently? If you're not enjoying something, if you hate it, or if you feel like it's not the right time, do you have to quit permanently? Is it okay to pause for a while? What about the, don't get me started on podcast seasons. It's fine. It's whatever, podcast seasons. Yeah, it's okay to take breaks. Like I'm going to do, I feel okay about this. Bands do this all the time. Like, there was a band that I used to listen to when I was like 14. It's like one of the first CDs I ever got way back in the day. What were they called? Johnny Q Public, I feel like. Like a Christian rock band. they sounded very much like Smashing Pumpkins. Cracked me up now. Anyways, they put out a great CD. I listened to it. I loved it. They took, it was either like an 8 or a 10 year break. They took like a 10 year, I'll just say 10 years because it's nice. They took a 10 year break. I was browsing CDs back when CDs were still a thing. Compact disc for those kids in the audience. I was browsing through the CDs at a, I don't know, some kind of like record store or something. And I come across this band that I haven't thought about in like 10 years. And I bought, and they had a new record out and I bought it. And it was good. Sounded like the Smashing Pumpkins. I bought this record. Like, once you've had a strong impact on someone, it's okay to take a break. It's okay to step away for a while. They don't really ever forget. Obviously, momentum is important. And that's great too. People want to see that track record of consistency. But sometimes sometimes you need to. Sometimes you need to. So I'm putting this show on pause for a while. That's pretty much it. That's all I got to say on the subject. I'm not going away completely. As I said at the beginning, I will still be around. I'll still be on Twitter, twitter.com/thepodcastdude. I've actually been doing more YouTube videos. So youtube.com/thepodcastdude. And then I'm also on Instagram. I post more personal pictures there. Instagram.com/AaronDowd. So my full name, because that's not really about podcasting. That's like my personal life. So if you care, follow any of those three, especially YouTube and Twitter for podcasting related stuff. So let's see. I don't have this scripted, but I'm going to say from my heart, like, thanks for being with me so far. This has been one of the coolest things I've ever done. Like, this is definitely the biggest project that I've ever like self-initiated and continued with. Like, I've never put out content consistently for 75 weeks, you know, with holidays and a few breaks in the middle, but I've never done anything that like is this big, with the exception of my courses, which aren't launched yet, but they will be coming soon. And it's just a really exciting time. So I just want to say that I appreciate everyone who's listened to an episode, who's left a review, who said nice things on Twitter, who has told people about my show. Like, that's the coolest thing to me when somebody, I don't even have to know about it. I just know, I hear from people. It's like, oh, so-and-so told me about your show. That makes me really happy. And I really appreciate it. And I just hope that I've had an impact on your life. I've encouraged you in some way, that I've helped you in some way, that I've inspired you in some way. That's why I do this. And that's why I'm going to take a break to work on some important stuff, get it out into the world, and then come back to this podcasting medium because I really, really love it. So in the meantime, I've got a few suggestions for shows to listen to. Head over to seanwest.com. Check out some of the podcasts there. Join the community if you still want to. If you want to talk to me and ask me questions, I'm in the community every single day, along with tons and tons of other really, really awesome, amazing people who are making stuff. It's the best thing ever. I would still appreciate an iTunes review if you haven't done that yet. It's not too late. Tell me what you'd like me to talk about when I come back. Thepodcastdude.com/iTunes will take you there. It doesn't feel sad to me. It feels kind of weird. Just like I'm going into carbonite for a couple months, or like into one of those freezing chambers. I don't know. Let's see if there's any questions in the chat. I'll be right back. Okay, have a couple of questions just to people talking in the community. So I'm just going to read them. Really casual after show. So Lisa said, your plate is full. Sounds like a good decision. Yeah. Alexander, first time I'm hearing about the move to San Antonio. Yeah, I've kind of talked to a few people about it, but I don't need to super announce it publicly, but it's cool. Diana says, good job. Thank you, Diana. Lisa said, I suppose you can put out random episodes if you are inspired. That's a good point, actually. There's really no rule that says that I can't be like, hey guys, moving update. Like, I'm in San Antonio in an empty apartment with my Zoom H6, which, side note, I switched setups this week. I am running my Beta 87A microphone into my Zoom H6 and using it as my interface. So I'm not actually using the 18i20 Scarlett interface anymore. I mean, I still might, but I think I'm going to trade it to Sean for his 18i8 so I can get a more portable setup. But I love this. Like, I love this H6. Like, it does everything that I need it to do, and it's so small. I can take it anywhere. So I'm excited. Garrett Mickley said, stopping my old podcast was a great idea, but the one regret I have is that I didn't make a goodbye episode. I just stopped. Garrett, you ghosted your listeners? Dude, not cool, man. Not cool. No, really. Like, go back and make an end episode just in case anyone goes back. I don't know if it's still up, but you just got to communicate with people. You just got to say, like, hey, I'm stopping for a while, but I'm not going away permanently. Most people actually, I don't think they listen to as many podcasts during the holidays anyways. So there's going to be a bunch of people that'll like they'll come back and like they'll come back after I start doing episodes again, and they'll be like, "Oh, I just realized that I haven't seen any podcast dude episodes in a while, but now they're back. So, oh well." Yeah. You just got to tell people what you're doing and why. That's all that really matters. Okay. So yeah. And I will put out some short episodes more than likely I'll put out those kind of updates on YouTube, and then I'll just post to them on Twitter, maybe send out some email updates. I don't know about that. Okay. Alexander asked, how did you get the clarity that this goal is so important? He's talking about making the course, finishing the course, that this goal is so important that it makes it necessary to pause the podcast, a conversation or just your gut feeling or something else. That was actually, Diana says they can hear you on my podcast. Yeah, I'm going to be on other podcasts too. I did one with Diana. okay, so the whole thing about like the clarity, there was actually a lot of things. It was a conversation I had with Sean and some of the other Sean West team members a few months back where we were talking about, like, we just asked ourselves, like, for growing an audience, for building a community of people, is podcasting the best way to spend our time? We ask ourselves this. Like, I'm the podcast dude and I'm asking myself this, and I'm like, you know what? I've said this on the show before. I've been ignoring video and YouTube for far too long. Like, podcasting and writing is more comfortable for me, so therefore I do it. But the audience for video is much, much bigger. And it's a great medium, especially for shorter, like 4 to 10 minute videos. So we had a conversation about it. We said, do we want to call ourselves podcasters, or are we just kind of limiting ourselves? And I wish it was a public conversation because it was so, so good. But I got a lot of clarity from that. I mean, in July, when Sean McCabe spent 2 weeks and wrote his Overlap book, overlapbook.com, going to be a phenomenal, life-changing book. So go check that out. Overlapbook.com. Yeah. He spent 2 weeks and did nothing else but write a book. I mean, he wrote about and made videos about writing the book, but his entire work schedule was writing a book for 2 weeks, something like 80,000 words. He got a lot done because he focused. Same with me. The second, I don't know if he was doing it at the same time that I was. I don't remember. Either way, in July, I spent 2 weeks and put everything else on pause and just focused on one thing, shooting the successful podcasting course. And I got so much done that week because I was focused on one single thing. What happens, this is, I had a conversation with Sean Blanc about this last week. The difference between deep work and shallow work, dedicated focused chunks of time, like 1, 2, 4 hours on a specific project without interruptions, you can get so much done. This is why a lot of bands like going to a studio for 2 weeks to write and record an album, because there's nothing to distract them. Like they're not doing anything else. What was happening with me is that every single day I have a podcast or two to edit. I have like a blog post to write. I have like just all these different things. And it just breaks your time up and it distracts you, and it like makes you hard to makes it hard to focus and make progress on something. And when you say like, basically I was trying to, and this has been a problem for me for a long time and for a lot of other people, I was trying to make progress on 4 different things at the same time. So part of that was like doing the Ironman, getting in shape. Health is very important to me, but at the same time, like, you can't go in 4 different directions at the same time. You have to make progress in one direction. So I was trying to like be healthy. I was trying to be in a band, do that. I was trying to make my podcast. I was trying to make YouTube videos. I was trying to work on a course. I was trying to work on screencasts, and I was trying to edit podcasts for the Sean West Network and do the other things, participating in the community. That's like 8 different things. And there's probably actually more stuff that I wasn't thinking about. And so what happens is your day gets broken up into these little chunks of time, and then you don't end up making a lot of progress on anything. So that's what, like, I mean, I was still making progress, but just very, very slowly. And so if you want to make massive progress on one single project, say no to everything but that one thing. In my case, right now it's going to be 2 things, which is hard, but finishing my screencasts and getting ready for moving. Like I said no to the band now. I'm like, done, like can't do the band, I'm going to move. Like I said no to Ironman training. I'm like, I'm still going to do 30 or 60 minutes every day of exercise because it helps me be more productive, but I'm not going to go on 3 or 4 hour bike rides on the weekends. Like I'm not going to go spend an hour in the pool 3 times a week. It's important to me, but I have to say no on that right now, no to that right now, so that I can make more progress on these 2 goals that I have: moving, finishing the courses. So that means saying no to the podcast as well. Okay, did I forget anything? Clarity. So clarity, back to that question. Yeah. Trying to do too much, you won't get very far. So talking with Sean Blanc about it, talking to Sean McCabe about it, reading Deep Work, So Good They Can't Ignore You, all the Cal Newport stuff. And then just realizing that you can't do everything all at once. Got to pick and choose your battles. Cool. All right. That's going to do it for today. I don't really have anything else. I'll keep everyone posted, of course, especially in the Sean West community. I'll keep you guys posted, and I'll be talking on Twitter and Instagram and all that stuff. So I'll be back. Don't worry. If you're listening to this, I know you like podcasts, but I'd encourage you to go to youtube.com/thepodcastdude and subscribe to my YouTube channel. Cause it, like, if you send me questions at aaron@thepodcastdude.com, I will make a video for you. That's like a thing I'm doing now. Like somebody asks me a question, I don't write out a response in email, or if I do, I write out a response and then I turn it into a video, because I think it's super cool. And I have the technology. I have a mic, I have my webcam, I know how to do screencasting and like video editing now. Everyone can benefit from those kind of questions. So I like it. Major life changes. Yep. Okay, so have a good rest of the year. I'll be back. That's all I'm going to say about that. I'll be back.